Previously on Mandible Judy.
It's the mother load. Carrying that big mother load stone in his arms.
She called it the mother load.
We think it's only active when you look directly at it, but we've got to get rid of it.
That's right, Judy. This is your stone, isn't it? Now we can speak with you, Jestromi. Vera Jestromi. Guide of a thousand conquests to seed the galaxy.
All right, Mother Lodestone.
Bonnie, can you help me get it into this road gate?
Look, the red part is much dimmer now.
Vera Jestromi.
Vera Jestromi.
Children, stay close. It's okay. Jestromi won't hurt you.
There's a certain level of cruelty that only a group of children can muster. When one is made to wear a retainer brace at age 8, it was surely an unpleasant sight, the metal headgear wrapped around her face. There were lots of stories about the night of her 9th birthday sleepover. Kids say she willed her metal brace into massive jaws, incising her way through the house. But it was no fault of her own. Mandible Judy isn't a nice name for a quiet little girl.
Dad.
It's okay now, son. I'm taking you to the hospital. And then, we'll have to see.
What happened?
I'm just so glad you're okay, son. Come on.
Look, that helicopter's landing in the field.
That belongs to Becker.
That truck says SWAT. What the hell do they want? Bonnie, Marco, you come with me. We'll distract them.
Frank, get Kenny out of here quick.
Follow me. We'll go around the other side of the daycare center.
Casey, wait. Take this with you.
Hold on there, Pops. Where are you going? Hold it! Damn it. You can it. Stop that truck.
Relax, Commander. Dr. Schifano should have what we need. Doctor?
Justina? I used the sonic technique, and we successfully subdued the boy. Your private army can stand down now.
And the stone?
Which stone is that, Doctor?
I see. You know, Mr. Becker won't stop until he finds that stone. He can be very persistent.
Right, well, since neither of us currently work for Becker Pharmaceutical, that's not really a concern of ours.
Mr. Darcy? Commander, have someone search these cases.
You had no right.
Kirkpatrick, give me a hand.
Where's the case for this one?
I was in a rush and must have left it behind.
You never move your precious synthesizer without its case.
Look, you've got no authority here.
Nomparum Sharia! Nomparum Sharia!
Back off! Away from the vehicles!
The rocks have gone silent! What did you do to the rocks?
Back off! All of you!
It's that damn cult.
My God! How many of them are there? They're everywhere!
Vera Jestromi! Vera Mir!
Let's get out of here. Give me that case, you creep!
Vera Jestromi! Vera
Jestromi may no longer be able to speak, but we still have the rocks!
Back up! Get away from... Sergeant Watt, get in that Ranger and drive!
Yes, sir!
Get these civilians under control, soldier!
Get out of the vehicle! This is government property!
Sir, he lost control of the vehicle! Commander!
Brady! Oh, God! Let's go! Back to the chopper!
Just throw me!
Frank says he talked to Keating.
That's the Caterbeck's lawyer.
Right. He already knows what we're dealing with here. I mean, with the cults. They've already taken a hold of a lot of innocent people, so he thinks Kenny will have a strong defense.
I'm so glad to hear that. He didn't deserve this. What are your plans now?
Well, I've got to get back to New Hampshire. So much to wrap up, and I really need a break. God, do I need a break.
Come on in.
I am so glad to hear that Kenny's okay, Frank.
The doctor said there are no signs of any lasting physical effects. Connor, listen. I'm sorry if I was a little hard on you for a while there.
No need to apologize to me, Frank. I wish I'd seen the danger.
The thing is, crazy locals joining a cult can't change a child's phenotype like that.
No. Although, the genetic traits that we saw develop in Judy may have come from certain bones we share with our distant ancestors. In fact, we were all born with three gill arches, just like fish. But in a modern human, those bones develop into our inner ear, voice box, and the mandibular bone.
Fousey was looking at the fossil record in relation to what was happening with Judy. He said on one of his tapes that the development of her jawbone was what tipped him off.
It seems insane, but maybe if there is some sort of genetic trigger early enough, a human child could mutate into something very non-human.
The stone. The sound must have been the trigger that caused the mutation.
That is my hypothesis. It is well known that prolonged exposure to intense sound waves can interfere with genetic development.
And these rocks came from a meteorite, which might mean that we share DNA with a race of creatures from another planet, another galaxy.
This is all fascinating, but you all know we can't keep that stone around for study.
No, we can't. You're right, Frank. It's just too dangerous.
But I thought...
So Nobili didn't take it?
Isabella thought fast and gave it to Casey.
And he and Frank brought it back here.
That's a relief. It would just be too tempting to people like Magnus Becker.
And judging from the people he sent to do his dirty work?
We need to lose this thing. Permanently.
Thinking about those kids at the daycare and their teacher. She had that look, like the people who attacked Officer Dalton. It's like some sort of cult.
Maybe they were all being controlled by the rocks, like Kenny and me.
Well, those poor kids. We really need to report her behavior.
But what would we even say? Is that my dad's car?
The prodigal son returns.
Dad, when did you get back? Are you okay?
Patrolman Mazzanti, we're so glad to see you.
I'm pretty damn happy to be home. Not so much the worse for wear, other than this damn cane.
I think it's distinctive.
Well, I had a whole regimen of ninjutsu planned for your rehab, but I guess that'll have to wait.
We'll see. I heard about Fousey and how you two rescued that Howard boy. You know, he is the one who ran me down, right?
We have so much to tell you, Dad. Kenny Howard was only part of this whole thing. It's nuts. And you might not believe some of it.
Son, if there's one thing you can count on from now on, is that my mind is far more open than it's been in a long time. What's this I hear about SWAT being there?
Yes, sir. We think they were hired by Magnus Becker.
The big papa over at Becker Pharmaceutical? Yeah, I knew his SWAT errand boy, Lieutenant Brady. He was part of that push to militarize the police force. He used to come and try to recruit from the local units. Some guys just want big guns to play with. I'll tell you this, they don't belong on the police force.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Dad. We heard from Officer Dalton, and he had some news for you.
Yeah, Medal of Valor, yada yada. But they won't let me back on the active duty with this leg brace.
Well, I think I'm okay with having you around more often.
Absolutely, Officer Maz... Sorry, Patrolman Mazzanti.
How about just Nick, Bonnie?
Thanks. Glad to be back. We finally settled on a band name, guys. We're called Andalusian. You know, like the experimental film?
I told you, they wouldn't get it.
A lot went on in this weird little town over the last few weeks.
Shout out to those crazy people on the Mudskoggin streets. They sure like their frogs.
I think in a way, it all inspired some of our most special music yet. So here's our new song. I'd like to dedicate it to my friend, Kenny Howard.
Okay, I'll check in tomorrow.
Was that the lawyer?
They'll set Kenny's bail tomorrow, and I'll be right there to bring him home.
Oh, that's great, Frank. You really needed some good news.
I noticed that you're packing your gear.
Well, I'm out of a job now.
Right, so there's no rush to leave Mudskoggin.
No. Well, not before I take you out to dinner.
Oh, I'll grab my coat. I was just thinking, maybe you'd like to, I don't know, stay a little while longer? I can show you the nicer parts of town.
Oh, you mean the parts without telepathic amphibians? Sounds nice.
Something like that. And we'll have a little more time to figure out what to do with that stone. But let's forget about that for tonight. I know a great Italian place about 20 minutes from here.
I don't think we should eat Italian food.
What? Connecticut's got great Italian food. Wow, I just said that.
Look over there. Watch the flashlight. Keep it low. That's it. Let's go.
Chopper to Cliffside. We have the stone.
Thanks for tuning in to the finale of Mandible Judy Season 3. It's been our pleasure to make these episodes for you. We honestly don't know what the future of Mandible Judy will be, so if you have feelings about that, now is the time to let us know. Email us at info@mandiblejudy.com and tell us what you liked, didn't like, or just say hi. We'd love to hear from you. Don't miss a moment in the Mandible Judy Under Dead Water universe. Go to mandiblejudy.bandcamp.com to buy our Motherlode Edition content, extended episodes, and bonus music tracks. The story takes some weird turns in these special editions, and you won't want to miss it. But the best way to tell us you want more Mandible Judy is to become a patron. At patreon.com/mandiblejudy, you can get our bonus Motherlode Editions for free, help us keep the story going, and ensure a future for Judy. Our cast this week was Aaron Lillis, David Steele, John Constantine, Mike Hall, Gary Scales, Julia Nervi, Lee Eddy, Ty Anderson, Gabriel Hicks, Chris Burke, Tamara Yadal, Glenn Graber, Eric Rademacher, and Ken Applebaum. Music is by Glomag. We've recently launched a Discord, and we're streaming on Twitch for cast, crew, and fans of the show to interact. See the show notes for details. We're on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and the show is available on iTunes and all major streaming platforms. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the next installment of Under Dead Water.
Set up for a spin-off or season 4.